My name is Irene Steele. That's my married name. But before I was married, my name is Irene Lim, and I lived in Philippines. And now I'm married, and I lived here for like 3 years. I'm still an immigrant, though, because I'm not a citizen yet. I was married 5 years ago. My husband was in the Navy before, so we kept on like transferring from place to place. Got two kids now. But when I was in the Philippines, I was a high school teacher. Now, I cannot like teach right away here in America because I need a certification. Philippines is divided into three major islands: Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. So I live in the middle, Visayas. It's just a small town, but it's a city. The city of smiles, because people in my place were always smiling. Like if you go there, it's just so strange that, you know, people that you don't even know just smile at you. It's something that I could not do here in America. Like my husband told me that you cannot do that. You cannot just smile to like strangers. Well, we were colonized by the Spaniards for like 303 years. It's a long time. We got our language actually from them. And also the way we dress, our surnames, their food, a lot of their culture, religion, we got it from them. In Philippines, we have 800 dialects, and English is my third language. I love beaches. We have 7,107 islands and more, actually. I'm going to retire there because it's beautiful and it's warm. I just love it. Oh, I came here, I think, around November 2017. The first place that I lived is Erie. It's so hard to live here, especially taking care of two kids without a family. When I was in my country, I stayed with my mother, and my mother was taking care of my son before. So it was so easy for me. I could still like go around the place. And also, I miss the city life there, because I will just go outside in my house and I could just buy something at the convenience store. I could just like walk and then I'm already in the mall. Not here. You need like a, you know, a car to like do everything. First time I got here, I really didn't like the weather. I came from a tropical country and it's just rainy and sunny there. So we don't have snow. We don't have four seasons. And it's very cold here for me. I needed to buy a lot of clothes, changing, you know. Well, the particular reason is that I want to raise my kids here. I live in a third world country. Hospitals, medical care, and a lot of things, they're not as good as America. America's a first world country, and everything is like the best. My second child was born without a thyroid. So if I give birth in Philippines, I did not think that they will detect it because of the medical care there. When I was in the Philippines, we thought America is the best, number one country in the world. Everyone is successful, something like that. If you lived in a third world country, that was the image of America. But then when I got here, well, not all people are like very stable, very rich. If you go to like a third world country, every time you see like a white people, you thought that they're very successful. They're very rich. That was the image for us. I think for a while I needed to stay in America because I have two kids and they're my priorities, especially their healthcare, especially my daughter. So I needed to prioritize them. And also schools here are way better than my country. I love America. Yeah, definitely.